Far UVC light, modern Highlanders aim to end coronavirus pandemic by 2024 with new electromagnetic shield to save life on planet. The year is 2024. The planet has spent the past 25 years under a giant orange and red, and beautifully etched, electromagnetic shield erected by none other than Connor McLeod to defend against the effects of the failing ozone layer. This can't help but remind viewers of Orwell's 1984, a very likely vision of the future with too liberal of a timeline. The film is truly visionary in this regard. But there is always a but. What about its parallels with today during a pandemic? APUVGI using far UVC light is, by all means, an electromagnetic shield that will be protecting people actively going about their daily lives. These electromagnetic shields will be commonplace by 2024, not to protect us from radiation but the droplet nuclei of virus particles in the air itself. How Highlander's electromagnetic shield became real. In case you haven't seen it, Highlander movie plot. In the first 1986 Highlander movie, some humans were born immortal. One of these immortals weathered the crises on the planet side by side with mortals where the knowledge of the One, gained over the centuries, is used to help humanity. Let's jump ahead to Highlander 2. It's 2024, and McLeod, Christopher Lambert, and Ramirez, Sean Connery, are back to save planet Earth. Highlander 2 depicts the ozone layer as being largely gone by 1994, causing many deaths by cancer and radiation poisoning. As the story goes, by August 1994, the ozone layer is fading and will be completely gone in a matter of months. Millions perish from unfiltered solar radiation, including Brenda Wyatt McLeod. Before dying, Brenda asks Connor to promise he will solve the problem of the ozone layer. By 1999, Connor McLeod is the supervisor of a scientific team headed by Dr. Alan Naiman that creates an electromagnetic shield to protect Earth from radiation. McLeod and Naiman are proud to have saved humanity. Still, the shield means condemning the planet to no longer see the sky, stars, or sunlight, as well as an uncomfortably high average global temperature and high humidity. Unable to see the sky for decades, many begin to suffer from depression and loss of hope while human society declines due to violence, greed, and crime. Many even grow to hate Connor, saying he ruined the world, ignoring that the ozone layer would have killed them if he did nothing. By 2024, the shield has fallen under the Shield Corporation, TSC, control and Chief Executive David Blake, who imposes heavy fees on countries that desire continued protection from solar radiation. Louise Marcus, a former employee of TSC, is in a radical activist group that believes the ozone layer has healed. TSC is keeping this secret so the shield can continue providing a profit. Fictional movies versus real phenomenon. In the movie Highlander, the Immortal One, Highlander himself uses the phenomenon of electromagnetic radiation by harnessing it to create an EMR shield for protecting life from the sun's harmful solar radiation. In reality, and in the movie, governments and many even more intrusive corporations have a tight grip on controlling the masses, often misinformation. Studies have shown the ozone layer is indeed healing itself, as predicted in the movie. That rate of healing will only improve as the world continues a move to 100% renewable energy. So, particle radiation from our sun isn't the current problem, but we still need a futuristic EMR shield in place everywhere to protect the population of the world. The particles we must shield ourselves are remnants from the beginning of replicating life itself, RNA and DNA virus. These viruses played a huge role in human evolution, otherwise, we would be an egg-laying species today. Long ago, a viral protein evolved into the protein now known as syncytin that allowed me to carry my baby for 9 months safely inside me. Well, that genetic rolling of the dice with gene-bearing influence through the airborne spread of viruses is no longer needed in an evolutionary sense, like the tail on humans. Humans have reached a point evolutionary-wise that we do not require genetic information to be passed through the air by chance, any more than we need a tail to keep our balance. When things aren't favorable inside of an animal, given time evolving in a constant feedback loop, evolution grants more favorable features. Outside the animal, when things aren't favorable, it's been survival of the most adapted and fittest that dictates this process and part of the same feedback loop. Humans with God-given intellect and tool-building skills have ultimately been the winners. The new tool in the war on flu. The shield. APUVGI, active personnel ultraviolet germicidal irradiation. Highlanders are at the heart of the evolutionary war between the lifeless airborne building blocks of life and the living with God-given intellect. As a result of the relentless virus remnants of life's early evolution, real modern-day, non-fictional Highlanders are warriors, the far UVC shield and sword tool builders for active personnel UVGI, APUVGI, technology to secure our health and genetic integrity from viruses and vaccines alike. Highlanders build and deploy 222 nanometers electromagnetic shields using far UVC emitters to end a long-held evolutionary bond between humans and airborne viruses. Highlanders take on levels of probability, reducing chances of airborne virus interaction inside an area shielded with electromagnetic radiation. Wavelength, time, distance and power are all wrapped up into this new weapon in the war on flu. 2020 life-saving electromagnetic shields become real. Now a wavelength of light that hasn't occurred naturally on Earth's surface in eons, 222 nanometers far UVC light has a second coming, a mechanized resurrection by advanced intellectual life to confine viral particle droplet nuclei to the murky waters of their origin, stricken from Earth's surface. What is APUVGI? APUVGI is an acronym for Active Personnel Ultraviolet Germicidal Irradiation. APUVGI is a substitution of human-safe far UVC shortwave irradiation replacing conventional longer-wavelength mercury-line UVGI and, upper room, URUVGI germicidal ultraviolet C irradiation. The discovery of select narrowband of far UVC wavelengths that are safe for exposure to people with exceptional germicidal effectiveness makes APUVGI the most disruptive technology-based non-pharmaceutical pandemic countermeasure in human history. APUVGI is a game-changer in human evolution and the role viruses play in it. The far UVC spectrum contains this newly discovered UV light shield technology that is completely safe for humans. By nature's heavenly design, the wavelengths of 207 nanometers to 222 nanometers light effectively renders disease-causing pathogens inactive. How do you become a real Highlander too? Unlike in the movie, luckily, there is more than one. Anyone can be a Highlander and operate their own life-saving far UVC M shield using APUVGI technology. APUVGI shield technology is one of the most rapidly advancing technology sectors most people have never heard of. While the number of Highlanders is small today, there is no limit on our numbers, no end to our will to protect all humans, and no battle in the microscopic world we won't win together as one. No immortals yet, but let's work on living old. Immortals among us are a long way off, but the electromagnetic shields are here now. With all the parallels, there are no immortals on Earth today. However, with the progression of life sciences, someone alive today could be alive for a very long time. AI technology will have a lot of influence on this in the very near future. While people may live a very long time in the not-so-distant future, immortal to me is to outlive the birth and death of the same star. In other words, you'd need to be older than our sun to claim immortality in my book. Other than that, you are just really old even if you look young.